Shout with joy to God, all the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the vigil of the Immaculate Conception. And this is also the Remembrance Day, because 75 years ago there was a big attack against America in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii by the government of Japan. Not only was that an attack against America, but it was also an attack against the Catholic Church, because that date was a Sunday and many people were gathered to hear the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. There were many sailors aboard the battleship USS Oklahoma, and they had just finished hearing the 7 a.m. Mass when the first alarm of the attack was sounded. Many sailors were trapped in the sinking ship, and their priest, Father Aloysius Schmidt, died when trying to rescue as many men as possible. He was the first American priest to die in the Second World War. In the mainland of Hawaii, there were also damages. St. Stephen's Seminary suffered some damage as a result of a bomb which fell close to the building, shattering windows and breaking a water pipe. But no one was injured, and the seminarians returned to their families. In the attacks, thousands of military and civilians died. Explosions were heard also in downtown Honolulu and near the Cathedral Basilica of Our Lady of Peace. Because of this cruel attack, America declared war to Japan. They were very bad people who got our country into the war. And I want you to remember, children, that the ultimate cause of all the wars is sin. Like the first sin was brought forth by the deception of Adam and Eve by the devil, also the reason that we are drawn into the wars is brought to us by the deception of the evil people. But tomorrow we have the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. From the very first moment of her existence, Mary was preserved from every effect of Adam's sin. She is the only human creature who was without sin, that is, spotless or immaculate. But even though Mary was without sin, she still suffered, just like people suffer in the wars. Mary took the willing part in the sufferings of Jesus. She had a part in the redemption. She understands the tragedy of sin, and that's why she is such a great patroness to our country, namely Our Lady, under her title of Immaculate Conception, is our very dear patroness of this country. Did you know, children, that ever since the founding of this country in 1776, America has been at war over 90% of the time? In fact, the only time the U.S. went 5 years without war was in 1935 to 1940, just before the attack of Pearl Harbor. It is almost always that the innocent people suffer during the war. It is very rare that those responsible of the war are duly punished in this lifetime. But Our Lady has the only plan for peace which truly works, namely that we fight against sin, we do penance, and we trust in our Lord's mercy. She has told this peace plan numerous times to us, at La Salette, at Lourdes, at Fatima, and others. It is the message of hope in God's mercy. It is the call to penance for sin. But so often people do not listen this message. Saint Augustine wrote in his wonderful prayer, "Heavy is that which we have done, light is that which we suffer. We feel the punishment of sin, and yet we continue to sin. Under thy lash, God, we confess our wrongdoing, yet after the visitation we forget the cause of our tears. When thou threatenest, we promise amendment. When thou holdest back the blow, we break the promise. Thou strikest, and we cry for mercy. Thou sparest, and again we provoke thee to strike. We confess our guilt, Lord, and we know that unless thou absolve us, justly mayest thou destroy us. It is in the message of Mary that we have hope, and it is through the sacrifice of the Mass how America can truly become great. In the Roman Missal, there is a special votive Mass in time of war, and in the Gospel of that Mass, our Lord warns us, take heed that no man seduce you. Today, children, listen to your mother and protector Mary. Make penance for your sins and for those of others. Remember in your prayers all our fellow countrymen who have fallen in all of our wars, but remember also those soldiers and civilians who have fallen on the enemy's side. We have only one true and real enemy, and that is the devil, the seducer and liar. I'll say you to the end the secret of the Mass in time of war. Be appeased, O Lord, and look upon the sacrifice which we offer, that it may deliver us from all the evils of war and establish us under thy sure protection. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.